And remember, our conduct shapes our conscience. Our conduct shapes our conscience. If we practice good conduct, our conscience will become a good conscience. If our conscience is bad, we will acquire a bad conscience, which means, is the mind all right? And we'll pass judgment on moral matters. Or we'll pass judgment on moral matters, but pass what kind of a judgment? Bad judgment. Next question. How do we educate our conscience. We educate our conscience by following our conscience. We educate our conscience by following our conscience. We educate our conscience by following our conscience. And this is what the present Holy Father, especially in his encyclical on the splendor of the truth. We must educate our conscience, but sisters, let's be sure we know. And Pope John Paul, page after page, speech after speech, he tells us, a good conscience is conformed to the mind of God. In other words, our principal responsibility, sisters, we constantly speak of doing God's will through. We are to do God's will, but our first duty is to know what is God's will. Our minds must first be educated in knowing God's will. Because we've said so often, the human will is a blind faculty. The will must be enlightened by the mind. If the mind knows what is good for the will, well, what else can the will do? It can follow all the holy with a mind tells it is good. And what is good? Is that good which we want? That is good which God wants. And what is good that God wants? Or what does God want in us? What God wants is what we need. What God wants is what we need. The older I get, and I hope I'm growing a little bit in humility, I keep using shorter and shorter words. What God wants is what we need. All words of one word. And consequently, our first duty in life is to know what God wants. Once we know what God wants, then we know what we need. Do we want things we don't need? Do we want things we don't need? Ask any mother. She won't tell you. We want so many things. And sisters, hear it. We use our wills before we have reached the age of reason. Did you know that? Spontaneously, we go after something. That is why I use a certain amount of medication. Most of mine. Medicine bottles have a sign, protected from children. And then you have to read instructions on how to open the bottle. So we'll open anything openable. What they want? Well, they want. And we'd be very mad for them. What is the difference between the words ascended and assumed? The Latin, of course, the verb is ascendere and assumi. Ascendere, to ascend. Assumi, to be assumed. The difference is a person who ascends by his or her own power. You have to be assumed. In other words, assumption is passive voice. Someone else must assume you. Our Lady was assumed as a voice by her divine Son. Jesus ascended to heaven by his own divine power. That is why, as we said this morning, our great hope, sisters, is that when the last day comes, you'll all be assumed into heaven. And I may be wrong, but I think the last day you'll be on August the 15th. When it happens, let me know.